Tonight we see a psalm humanly authored by Asaph, a contemporary with King David, a psalm that the Holy Spirit has given to us as an encouragement and as a reminder that there is a God in heaven who wants to alter the path that we face and the difficulties of this life. And in this passage, God does not say, "Open your mouth wide and I will give you a little." But in this passage, God says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." How many of you are thankful that we serve a God who has a superabundant supply for us tonight? He says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it." And of course, the picture immediately goes to that of the little birds in the nest. Have you ever seen a nest with little birds that have just hatched? How many of you have ever seen that? And they're chirping and chirping and their mouths are open so wide and they don't want just a little bit. They want to have their mouth filled with worms. They want to have a full lunch and a full breakfast and a full dinner. And if you've ever watched them, they open their mouths wide. And God says, "I want you to come to me and I want you to open your mouth wide for me." Now, I believe tonight if God would promise his people 3,000 years ago that he would fill their need, I believe that he will fill our need as well. For my God has promised to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Tonight I'm convinced that we have a God that desires to hear our prayers. He is a God that is often waiting to fill our mouths, but we're not opening our mouths to him as we really should. And so I want you to learn three brief lessons about God and prayer tonight. The first thing we see in Psalm number 81 and verse 10 is the provider identified. The provider identified. The provider. Here the Bible says, "I am the Lord." Now, many people open their mouth wide when they want something. Sometimes it's to the boss at work. Sometimes it's to a parent. Sometimes it's to someone else. But the provider ultimately for the Christian is God. And he says, "I am the Lord thy God." And our relationship with God is one that has been designed for us by his grace. And he is our benefactor. But our relationship with him, I believe, is key when it comes to the matter of prayer. That's why we have this revival meeting. Because we do not know what may come just in February or March. And we do not know at what instant we might need to be able to come into the throne room of God and be able to bring our requests to him. That's why it's so important that we have this revival meeting, because God desires a close and intimate, and as we learn Sunday morning and Sunday night, an abiding relationship with him. And so we must respect his presence. If he is our God, then we must respect that fact. We must be aware of the fact that he indwells us. How many of you believe tonight that God's Spirit indwells you? And he does indwell the believer. And the Bible teaches that. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is easily quenched. And the Bible says, "Quench not the Spirit. Grieve not the Spirit." In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 66 and verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." And so God says, listen, open your mouth wide. But you've got to have that mouth emptied of everything else. You've got to have your life emptied of everything else. God says, I want to be your sole provider. I want you to open your mouth wide to me. And I want you to be a person that is right with me, not regarding iniquity. Isaiah 59:2, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." Simply stated, if someone is living in volitional sin and willful sin and an unrepentant lifestyle, the scriptures are clear that their prayers are greatly hindered because of that. And he says, I want to be your God. In Exodus 20, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." He says, I want to have full relationship with you. And I want you, secondly, he wants us to desire his power. We must respect his person. We must desire his power. Mark 9:28, "And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why canst we not cast him out,' speaking of demons? And he said unto them, 'This kind, that kind of power That kind of manifestation cometh about only by prayer and by fasting. There are certain kinds of prayers that are answered when we come to Him in prayer and fasting. So God is the provider. But God teaches us in His Word that He wants us to have a clean book with Him, that we're not to regard iniquity in our heart, and that He wants us to come to Him sincerely and fervently, sometimes even with fasting. So the provider of all blessings is the Lord God Almighty. How many of you grew up in a church where they sang the doxology? How many of you sang that? Just curious, just sang it at the end of the service. Praise God, from whom what? All blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And there is no greater blessing to the Christian than revival and being in the presence of God and knowing that you're as close to Him as you've ever been, and there's nothing between you and your Savior. And so these next few days, we want to open our mouth wide to the Lord and say, Lord, we want Your presence. We want our children to walk in the fear of God, the knowledge of God. We want our lives to be permeated by Your power, by the understanding of Your leadership in our lives. God says, if you want that, you've got to open your mouth wide to Me, and I will fill it. So the provider is the Lord. But notice, secondly, the provision offered. Now He says, I am the Lord thy God. And then He says, open thy mouth wide. God wants us to come to Him with an expectant faith. He wants us to come to Him believing that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. My wife and I spent some time in prayer this evening just before I came over here. Spent time in prayer, opening our mouth to the Lord and reminding the Lord of His great attributes and praying to the Lord in faith, believing that He is a great and a good God and remembering that He has said, open your mouth wide. We must come to Him with expectant faith. There's not a little baby bird that opens its mouth in the presence of its mother that doesn't have a provision given to him. You see, God wants us to open our mouths. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many of you are thankful for that verse tonight? It's not a name it and claim it. We don't tell God what to do. We're asking God, and it's according to His will. But God says, if you will believe and have faith in Me, all things are possible by My power. Thank God for that tonight. Thank God that we pray to a God who has that ability to answer prayer. We must come with expectant faith. Secondly, we must come in diligent faith. Diligent faith. Now, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There is oftentimes in our prayers a lack of earnestness, a lack of diligence, a lack of importunity. Boy, when there's something that you want, you normally will ask again and again until it's found. Whether it's a child at Christmas time or whether it's you at work, whatever it is, you keep that request going. And God says, I want you to come diligently to Me. Notice in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And so the provider is identified, that is God. And the provision is offered. Open your mouth widely. And then notice thirdly tonight, the promise of abundance. Notice the promise of His abundance. It says this. It says, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. All right? Let's say that together. And I will fill it. All right? That's the promise. Now, this promise, first of all, is according to His Word. It is God's Word that we rest upon. It's God's promise and His character that we depend upon. 2 Peter 1:3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The same God that promises salvation, The same God that says, for whosoever shall call upon me, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. That God that you trusted with your eternal soul is the God that wants to be trusted with the everyday needs of our life. And it always amazes me, and it's convicting to me at times as well, that I can trust God with my whole eternity, but sometimes I have difficulty trusting Him with my today, with my tomorrow. And tonight we want to grow in our trust of Him. And we want to even repent of that lack of trust. Because the Bible is clear. Trust in the Lord with how much of your heart? All of your heart. And so it is. He wants us to trust His word. And secondly, this abundant promise is not only according to His word, it's according to His works. It's according to His manifested works. Now, the Bible is very clear that if we call to the Lord in our time of trouble, He will deliver us, and He will provide a secret place for us. And God has promised that when we walk through the fire, He is with us. And when we walk through the floods, He is with us. And this is the powerful work of God. And we see it in the Old Testament with the children of Israel. We see the sea that was parted, and we see the manna that was provided, and we see the light that was provided, and the cloud that was provided, and on the story goes. We see it with the prophet at the brook Cherith, and how God provided abundance for them. All of this according to His word. And God says, I will fill it. Look at Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the benefits. We serve a powerful God, a God that renews, a God that makes new, a God that strengthens, a God that calls to us and says, open your mouth wide. Let me know what your need is, and I will fill it. And so tonight, we're going to spend some time doing that at these final moments of our service. And before we do that, we're going to have a time of invitation so that there might be a season of repentance, and perhaps the Lord has spoken to you about some sin in your life, something that has been lacking. Before we even go to the Lord in prayer of petition and asking, let's spend some time in confession. Someone once gave me a wonderful pattern for prayer from the book or from the word Acts, A-C-T-S. And here's the pattern. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Before the supplication or the asking is the adoration and the confession and the thanks. And so we're going to ask the Lord for revival and many other things. But first, let's make our hearts right with Him. Because if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. And so that's why we have the altar call, and that's why we have revival meeting at Lancaster Baptist Church. And I don't know about you, but I, for one, know that I need these times in my life. So let's stand together, shall we?